to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting, Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. The time is 7:06. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in December 8, 2022 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted in the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Kelly.
Present.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Minutes, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. We have executive session minutes for February 21st, 2023, March 7th, 2023, April 4th, 2023, and April 18th, 2023. I need a motion.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for minutes.
Commissioner Kelly, you have a proclamation.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. It came to my attention that Nutley will have its first United States Space Force service member. And so to honor that service, I put together a proclamation on behalf of the entire board. Whereas Justin Reggie was born March 25, 2004, to his parents Marcy Tortora and Walter Reggie, and he has two brothers. Whereas Justin has lived in Nutley for 19 years and attended Radcliffe Elementary School, John H. Walker Middle School, and Nutley High School. Whereas during his time in school, Justin showed interest in many subjects and activities, including computers, music, trumpet in particular, space, and football. Whereas Justin showed his devotion and support for our veterans by playing the bugle. During our visits to all military monuments in Nutley on Memorial Day prior to the parade. Whereas Justin first started showing an interest in the military in August of 2021 after his two brothers joined the United States Marine Corps. After much deliberation, Justin decided to direct his focus on the United States Space Force. On Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023, Justin will leave for the United States Space Force basic training. And whereas the United States Space Force was established December 20th, 2019, when the National Defense Authorization Act was signed into law with bipartisan support, creating the first new branch of the armed services in 73 years. The establishment of the USSF resulted from widespread recognition that space was a national security imperative. When combined with the growing threat posed by near-peer competitors in space, it became clear that there was a need for a military service focused solely on pursuing superiority in the space domain. And therefore, it be proclaimed that Nutley Board of Commissioners and the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey hereby extend congratulations and best wishes to Justin Reggie, Nutley's first United States Space Force service member. So proclaimed.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you for your service, Justin, and your two brothers in the Marine Corps. Anybody else have anything they want to add?
You covered it.
We're good.
I would just like to add that I'm sure that Justin is going to set the example for a long line of distinguished Nutley residents who will continue to serve in the United States Space Force in years to come.
Thank you, Commissioner. Reports, Madam Clerk?
Reports?
Code enforcement, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Bill list?
Nope, we're going to go to...
No, reports, code enforcement.
Commissioner Evans?
Yeah, code enforcement is for the month of March 2023 and the first quarter.
Bills, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Bill is for May 2nd, 2023. Public Affairs, $101,361.77. Revenue and Finance, $7,806,282.34. Public Safety, $126,562.90. Public Works, $566,541.68. Parks and Public Property, $885,640.91. Water Utility, $106,548.74. Payroll as of Friday, April 14th, regular payroll total, $866,764.21. Overtime payroll total, $32,181.82. Total payroll, $898,946.03. for a grand total of $10,491,884.37. I need a motion.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
That's it for bills, Mayor.
Public comment on agenda items only. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concern should approach the microphone and provide their name for the record. Unless further time is granted by the board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the board and its individual members must be addressed to the mayor. The mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the board.
Anybody like to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, let's move on to Board of Commissioner announcements. Commissioner?
I just have one quick one. May 16th, that's our commission meeting night. The clerk's office will be open until 9 p.m. that night for late night voter registration.
Yes, Mayor. This Saturday, May 6th at 9 a.m., we will be once again holding our Living Memorial Program at our Arbor Day celebration at the Parks Department at 44 Park Avenue. On Sunday, May 7th, we will be holding our Senior Citizen May Day celebration. So if you haven't already gotten your tickets, please do so. It's a great event and it's a nice time. And just one last thing. Last Friday, we celebrated Earth Day with a bunch of students from Nutley High School. And our Parks Department, along with the students, cleaned Booth Park, and we also planted a tree in honor of Earth Day. I just want to thank Principal Williams and all of the students for their participation. It was a great day. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner.
It's really not a Nutley thing, but Frankie Valli did live in Nutley for a while, and they renamed the street, kind of a funny story, at Stephen Crane Village, where a lot of my family was from. So I watched it over the internet, and it was funny because there was some people in the deli after, and I was showing them the video, and they were asking me, who's Frankie Valli? So I guess our time has come and gone, but he played at the Prudential Center, and it was just really nice that they lived in town for a while, and they were from there, and they saluted Frankie Valli. So that's all I have, Mayor.
Thanks, Commissioner Kelly.
Thank you, Mayor. I do know who Frankie Valli is. I just have a couple announcements. I want to thank Commissioner Evans and the clerk's office. We came together last week to put a great rabies clinic on. We were able to get the pets vaccinated and to get them registered with the clerk's office. Unfortunately, though, our Pause in the Park event, which was scheduled for April 24th, got rained out. And then the rain date was April 30th, which, as many of you may know, that also got rained out. So we're going to look to reschedule it sometime either in May or later in the fall, maybe September, October. We don't want to bring the animals out in the heat of the summer. So if we can't put it together by the end of the month, it'll definitely go on in May, or in the fall, sorry. At the last meeting we made, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Currently going on right now is a mental health panel at the high school. So if you're interested in learning more information, there's still plenty of seats available at the high school. Not to discourage anyone from attending our meeting, but mental health is important. The Board of Commissioners has made Nutley a stigma-free town. If you can't make tonight's meeting or mental health panel, there will be a couple others throughout the month of May since it's Mental Health Awareness Month. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Just two announcements. This Sunday, May 7th, will be our second spring farmers market before we start the regular market in June. And Big Truck Day will be May 13th from 12 to 2 in parking lot 9 next to Chickalini. So those who want to come out with your little kids and see some of the big trucks that DPW has, come out. It's a great day. Kids enjoy it very, very much, and even some of the bigger kids like it. Let's move on to public hearings. Commissioner Evans.
Thank you, Mayor. First public hearing tonight is on our cap bank ordinance, number 3512. This establishes a 1% increase in our appropriation. It's a paper entry that we do every year in the event that we face extraordinary cost increases.
All right. Anybody want to be heard? We'll open the public hearing. Have a motion to open the public hearing?
Motion to open.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Anybody want to be heard on ordinance number 3512?
Motion to close.
Need a second?
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
The next ordinance is 3513, which is a joint ordinance with Commissioner Tucci. This was to provide additional funding for our firewall and firewall improvements that we need to for upgrades that are necessary to continue to protect the records of the town. So,
we need a motion to open the public hearing.
Motion to open.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Anybody who want to be heard on ordinance number 3513? Seeing no one?
Motion to close.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
My last resolution is the public hearing on the introduced 2023 municipal budget. When we introduced this budget, it was calling for a $227 increase to the average household, or roughly 5.7% increase. You know, at that time, we talked about the important need for us to continue to do our work to try and reduce that increase. And so since that time of introduction, we've actually been able to reduce the cost to the taxpayers, bringing the number down to $124 from $227. So we've been able to reduce it by $103 for the average household, so bringing it down to a 2.94% increase. We're going to continue to look at it. Our budget is currently being reviewed by the state of New Jersey. We have not received final approval for adoption. So tonight we will just hold a public hearing on the budget, but we will not adopt until we receive final approval from the state, which I expect to happen at the next meeting. In order to get the budget down, we were able to increase revenues by $550,000 and reduce operating expenses by $500,000. So while we introduced the 227, since that time, we've already made adjustments to lower that cost. Tonight's public hearing is strictly on the budget that was originally introduced.
Does anybody want to be heard on resolution number 8823, the 2023 municipal budget? Seeing no one?
We'll close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor, that's all we'll do for tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. Let's move on to resolutions. Commissioner Kelly?
Thank you, Mayor. I have one resolution on for this evening. I've already heard a number of discussions and mentions about this, so I'm sure many people are aware of this important prevention month. It's melanoma/ skin cancer detection and prevention month. Especially this is important as we head into the summer months. Whereas more people are diagnosed with skin cancer each year in the United States than all other cancers combined. Whereas current estimates are that 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer by the age of 70. And whereas it is estimated that approximately 9,500 people in the United States are diagnosed with skin cancer every day, and more than 2 people die of skin cancer in the United States every hour. Whereas in the past decade, the 2012 to 2022, the number of new invasive melanoma cases diagnosed annually increased by 31%. Whereas an estimated 186,680 cases of melanoma will be diagnosed in the United States in 2023. Whereas having five or more sunburns doubles your risk for melanoma, and research has shown that daily sunscreen use cuts the incidence of melanoma, the deadliest form of skin cancer, in half. Whereas the American Academy of Dermatology encourages everyone to perform regular skin self-exams to check signs for skin cancer, about half of melanomas are self-detected. Whereas when detected early, the five-year survival rate for melanoma is 99%. And whereas melanoma is most commonly associated with skin cancer, the cells called melanocytes, which produce dark-colored pigment called melanin, are found in other places in our body as well. Our hair, the lining of our internal organs, and our eyes. When it forms in the eye, it is known as ocular melanoma, or more specifically, uveal melanoma, because it forms in the uveal tract of the eye. And therefore, it be resolved that by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, do hereby proclaim May as Melanoma Skin Cancer Detection and Prevention Month, and encourage all residents to take necessary precautions to prevent or decrease their risk of melanoma and other skin cancers, and seek out a free skin cancer screening where available. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans?
Thank you, Mayor. I have one resolution that I will read on behalf of the Board of Commissioners. It recognizes the 54th Annual Professional Municipal Clerks Week, which runs from April 30th through May 6th. Whereas the Office of Municipal Clerk, a time-honored and vital part of local government, exists throughout the world, whereas the Office of Municipal Clerk has professional standing and is the oldest among public servants, and whereas the Office of Municipal Clerk provides the professional link between citizens, the local governing bodies, and agencies of government at both the county and state level, whereas municipal clerks are subject to a code of conduct which makes them ever mindful of their neutrality and impartiality, rendering equal service to all. Whereas the municipal clerk serves as the information resource on functions of local government and community. Whereas the professional municipal clerks continually strive to improve the administration of affairs of the Office of Municipal Clerk through participation in education programs, seminars, workshops, and annual meetings of their state, provincial, county, and international professional organizations. Whereas it is most appropriate that we recognize the contributions and accomplishments of this office within our municipality. Now, therefore, the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley hereby recognize the week of April 30th through May 6th as Professional Municipal Clerks Week, and further extend appreciation to our professional municipal clerk, Eleni Pettis, and all professional municipal clerks for the vital services they perform and their exemplary dedication to the communities they represent. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
I would just like to thank Eleni and her team for all the work that they do behind the scenes. It's definitely a Herculean effort to get these bi-monthly meetings, or not, they're not twice a month meetings in order. So you guys make us look good. So thank you for, and continue the good work. Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
I will echo Commissioner Kelly's comments and add, I'm fortunate to see the function of this office operate every day, and I think the recognition is well deserved, not only for our Eleni as our municipal clerk, but her team, Ceci as our deputy municipal clerk, and now we have Michelle in the office. Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Petracco.
I just don't know how you girls are always smiling, like I said to Ceci when I walked in here, because I know the workload, and even with public safety, the last minute insertions and all that stuff. So you guys are the best, and you guys are really loved throughout the town, and we appreciate what you do for all of us. I vote aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Tucci.
Yes, before I vote, I just want to say thank you to Eleni, Ceci, and the entire team downstairs. You do an outstanding job each and every day, and most folks in town don't understand or wouldn't understand exactly what lengths you go to serve this community. So thank you, and I proudly vote aye.
Thank you. Mayor Scarpelli.
Thank you, Madam Clerk, and your office for all you do. It's certainly appreciated by the board. You, like Commissioner Kelly said, you make us look good, and thank you again. I vote aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Let's move on to, oh, Commissioner Petracca, thank you for coming tonight.
You're very, very welcome. It's nice to be here, especially for a short one.
Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Oh, Petracca. Whereas in 1949, the legislature set aside the last Friday of April as Arbor Day to promote the planting of trees and to encourage the protection of our forests from fires and pests that destroy the beauty and usefulness of our woodlands. And whereas half of New Jersey's total land area is forested or tree-covered, and whereas trees play an important role in the ecosystem in which we live, and trees reduce the erosion of our precious topsoil caused by wind and water, clean the air we breathe and the water we drink, reduce oxygen, provide habitat for birds and wildlife, and reduce heating and cooling costs by moderating temperature. Whereas trees are a renewable resource, giving us paper for fine literature, wood for homes, fuel for fires, and countless other wood products. And whereas trees provide increased property value, enhanced economic viability, and pleasing aesthetic qualities along streets and properties in municipalities. And whereas tree planting in yards and farms and schoolyards and parks and along streets and highways creates an enduring heritage for generations that follow. And whereas the Township of Nutley has completed its 35th year as a member of Tree City USA, now therefore be it resolved that I, Commissioner Mauro Tucci, Director of Parks and Public Property of the Township of Nutley, do hereby proclaim May 6, 2023 as Arbor Day in the community of Nutley and urge all citizens to support efforts to protect our trees and woodlands and to support our town's urban forestry program. Further, I urge all citizens to plant trees to gladden hearts and promote the well-being of present and future generations. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner
Tucci, thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, Commissioner.
The work with our tree canopy is enormous. We have a lot of issues with trees that come down that need to be replaced, that need to be maintained. You and your team are always out there, so thank you for all of that.
Thank you for paying attention, Commissioner.
Commissioner Petracca?
I, too, vote aye, and I have to say I do love the trees in Nutley and the parks, and trees are important, and your team does a great job. Thank you, Mauro.
Thank you.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, I'd just like to state for the record, and as a follow-up to what both Commissioner Evans and Commissioner Petracca said, here in Nutley, each year, because of the age of our urban forest here, we need to take down trees that become hazardous, all right, and dangerous, because safety of our people always comes first. But I'm very happy to report that year after year, we plant more trees than we take down, and we plant appropriate trees, appropriate sizes, all right, because fortunately, as Nutley increased in size and more homes were built, the beautiful trees that we had here, especially the very large ones, all right, were in places that we probably wouldn't have planted them in today, but they were part of the farms and just the whole scenery here in Nutley. But our Parks Department, and in particular, Frank DeMeo and our Shade Tree Department, our town arborist, John Linson, do an outstanding job, and I just want to thank everyone in that department for all that they do to keep this town as beautiful as it is. I vote aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Yes, Commissioner, I want to thank you for all the planning you do, not only in the right-of-way, but your memorial tree program, which is certainly very popular among our residents and honoring their loved ones in our parks, and does contribute to the environment, and you know, we do appreciate that, so I proudly vote aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
That's all I have, Mayor. Thank you, Commissioner. That's we have a resolution number 1123, whereas raffle applications have been received from the following organizations: Nutley Family Service Bureau, license number 3123, on premises merchandise raffle, license number 3223, on premise 50-50 cash raffle to be held Saturday, June 10, 2023. Good Shepherd Academy, license number 33-23, off-premises merchandise raffle to be held Tuesday, June 13, 2023. Nutley High School Volleyball Booster Club, license number 34-23, off-premises merchandise raffle. License number 35-23, on-premises merchandise raffle to be held Sunday, June 4, 2023. Also, license number 3623, on-premises 50-50 cash raffle for the Nutley High School Volleyball Booster Club to also be held Sunday, June 4th, 2023. St. Mary's Roman Catholic Church, license number 3723 Bingo, Friday, June 9th, 2023. St. Mary's Roman Catholic Church, license number 3823 on-premises merchandise raffle to be held Friday, June 9th, 2023. And St. Mary's Roman Catholic Church, license number 3923 on-premises 50-50 cash raffle to be held Friday, June 9th, 2023. Whereas the applications were reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department, now therefore resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are hereby approved and the municipal clerk is authorized to issue said license. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks of the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board.
Anybody like to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none, Donna.
Good evening. I'm Lynn Costello, 15 St. Paul's Place. I just have one question. It's to follow up on the fee for the smart meters. On April 21st meeting, you were very kind, Mayor Scarpelli, to show a concern for those of us who have opted out and will have to pay that fee. At that time, you said you would reach out to PSE&G, and so I'm wondering, have you received any answer from them?
No, we need to write a letter to the Board of Public Utilities. We haven't done that as of yet, but I don't see that, you know, happening quickly. They have monthly meetings, so by the time they get our letter and act on it, I would say, you know, it's going to be at least 2 or 3 months down the road.
How would we know, the residents know when that decision has come through, whatever it is?
See if we get on the agenda, and if we get on the agenda, then we'll find out.
On the website? On the website?
Not on our agenda, on the Board of Public Utilities agenda. We will know if it's on there. We'll try to keep an eye on that to see if we make it on there. And maybe we'll get some notification from that.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none, Mr. Bruno, do we have a need for executive? Thank you. Madam Clerk.
Thank you. Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances, and whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley move into closed executive session to discuss contract negotiations. Be it further resolved that the time when such discussion may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. There'll be no further business discussed, so can I have a motion to adjourn?
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The time is 7:34.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
Thank you, Mayor.